Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. I'm a dating and relationship expert specializing in helping you get your ex back. Today, I want to talk about whether you should trick your ex into contacting you. I have a coaching client who I told to do no contact. So he thought he would be slick, and he found a creative way to get his ex to contact him. Did it work? Well, I'll tell you. But first, I want to remind you to be sure to subscribe if you haven't already so you don't miss out on any future videos. And while you're at it, tap the bell icon so you'll be notified when a new video is up. All right, so with my coaching client, we decided no contact was the best strategy for him. And so he decided that he was going to try to get his ex to contact him. And how did he do that? Well, let me read you his email. He said, "So I downloaded this app called blank. I'm not going to tell you guys what it is because I do not want you guys doing the same thing. Do not do what this guy did. It allows you to connect to people's voicemail without their phone ringing. After it connects you to their voicemail, your phone number appears on their phone as a missed call. While I accidentally dialed my ex's number," shut up. "People still think they can lie to me. You did not dial it accidentally, all right? So don't even. God." "I'd already been in no contact for 2 weeks." Yeah, you were in no contact for 2 weeks when you used your little app there to make it look like you dialed her and it went to voicemail. "She called me and I didn't answer. She then texted me and asked me if I called. I decided to break no contact. I had a gut feeling. I called her." Why did you call her if she texted you? If someone texts you, you text back. You don't call. If someone calls, you call back. If someone texts, you text back. It's not like your ex calls, your ex texts and then you call. No, you're doing too much. You only give them the same amount of energy they gave you. So, all right, so he called because he was anxious because he couldn't handle it. Wanted to talk to her and let her know that I was okay and that was an accidental butt dial. She asked me how I was. I told her I was good, that I was doing my best to leave her alone since she doesn't want to be a part of me to be a part of her life. She told me that's not what she wanted after our breakup. I told her there's no way we can be friends. We talked a bit more and I told her that if she was serious about her wanting me in her life, then we had to start somewhere. I told her to give us a shot again and for us to go on a date and to give me another chance to sweep her off her feet." Okay, you're doing too much talking. Just ask her out. Just say, "Hey, do you want to get together? You're already planning, you know, the getting back together. Give me another chance. Let me sweep you off your feet. Blah, 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 blah." Again, doing too much. Doing too much. You should have just seen if she was willing to get together with you. Well, long story short, she agreed. We're going on a date this coming weekend. So I thought, great. Well, not really. You knew this part was coming. A few days later, I get another email. She canceled a date on me. Said she didn't think this was a good time for us to go on a date. Gee, what a surprise. And there you go. That's what happens when you try to force your ex to contact you before they're ready. More often than not, they're likely to cancel. And I've seen this happen many, many times. And usually it's women canceling. So the guys ask them out. And initially the women say yes. And then they change their minds. They make excuses. They say, I'm sick. Or as this one said, at least she was honest, this one, that she didn't think it was a good time to get together. So even if you trick your ex into reaching out to you somehow, if they're not ready to get back together, if they're not ready to go out with you, they're not going to do it. That's why you have to do no contact. You have to leave them alone because at least you know when they reach out because they really want to, not because you trick them, then there's a better chance of them being ready to see you, better chance of them possibly getting back with you. So you have to let time do its thing and not try to rush the process because of your anxiety or any other reason. So he goes on to say, I texted her after the call and told her she was 100% right and that we should go our separate ways. I then took a screenshot of before and after of our 300 photos together, where the pictures were in my gallery and where they were no longer in my gallery after I had deleted the photos. I just want to know if no contact at this point will work, and also what her thoughts are just in general on what I did with regards to deleting her pictures and telling her I was moving on. Well, again, you did too much. I mean, one minute you're asking her out, saying, let me sweep you off your feet, and then she cancels the date and you're like, fine, I'm deleting all the photos. You're overreacting because of your high interest level. That's what happens. People exaggerate their actions when they have a high interest level. That you didn't need to do that. You should have just said, okay, cool, no problem. If you change your mind, let me know, and that's it. So you're being overly dramatic about it. I wouldn't have done that, but you're trying to get a reaction. And you're not going to get one because right now she really doesn't care. So will no contact work? Do you have a choice? People always ask that question. What other choice do you have? She doesn't want to see you. And so what else are you going to do? Nothing. You have to do no contact, whether it works or not. It's going to work in the sense that hopefully it'll help you to move on if you don't get back together. But I hope you and everyone else learn their lesson about trying to get the ex to break no contact. Some people, they want to learn the hard way. They don't believe me. They don't believe me that no contact is the way to go. Okay, so fine. You want to touch the stove? You don't believe it's hot? Go ahead. Burn your hand. And then you'll realize that I was telling the truth. And I can tell you that all of my coaching clients who have, against my advice, broken no contact, have lived to regret it. And they've all said to me, wow, I will never break no contact again. I learned my lesson. Unfortunately, some people have learned the hard way. So if you have tried to trick your ex into reaching out to you, let me know which tricks you used. This should be interesting. And if you would like private coaching for your situation, whether it's getting an ex back or just dating in general, I do also know about dating. Yes, I do. And you can reach me at theartoflove.net. The direct link is below. If you're listening on YouTube, remember to like and subscribe. If you're listening on iTunes, I would appreciate if you would rate and review the podcast. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.